Oh, yeah.
The Darius Webb Show.
Nice crowd out here at Iron Rooster, McHenry Row. It's week four. We are one quarter of the way through the season, and the Ravens are 2-2. And this is a really special show today because you got a lot of guys from the Show Your Softer Side movement out here taking care of the pets. Marianne, you...
I noticed it when I walked in.
You're like, who are these?
This is new. This is a great idea for a bar, dogs and drinking.
I saw John Rollo out of the game yesterday waiting to get in. And here he is again tonight. Chuck Clark, defensive back, drafted by the Ravens out of Virginia Tech, is here. We got Ryan Jensen, center. They got him in one of the commercials. Have you seen the lottery commercials? They got a dude with red hair and a bun in the back. He's not Ryan, but they make it look like Ryan, and a big black bald guy who could be anybody on the team. Ladarius Webb, yes. What's going on, man?
Man, nothing, man. Glad to be here. Glad to be here. How are you doing today?
You know. It's a tough day.
It's been a long, tough day, yeah.
Yes, well, a lot of people out there.
Las Vegas. I mean, look, the game yesterday, and we're going to get to that, but you wake up in the morning to find out that so many people got shot. It puts everything into perspective. I mean, a game is a game.
A game is a game. I mean, we're entertainers.
Life is life.
But when I woke up and saw the incident in Las Vegas, it did. It touched me dearly. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe a person would do such a thing.
500 injured.
Just how he did it.
58
and,
killed, yeah.
The stuff those people were probably going through while they was running and bullets being, I can't even imagine. So my prayers are out to everyone that was involved. I'm sure there's a lot of sad people today. Oh. Lost some loved ones, and my prayers will be with them.
The stories are coming out, now getting bios on the people that were the victims, so it's going to be a rough couple of days.
And it almost reminds me of the day that Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson died on the same day, because Michael Jackson pretty much pushed Farrah Fawcett off to the side. So you got Las Vegas and all these people that lost their lives and got injured, and then Tom Petty from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, who we have played at 98 Rock, the whole history of the station, who all accounts looks like he has died today from cardiac arrest, and it's just it's a hell of a day. So let's talk a little bit about the Steelers game.
Yes.
26-9, the Ravens go down. Ladarius, John Harbaugh said there's not going to be big major changes. We just got to play better.
Yes.
So what was the mood in the locker room after going down to the arch-rival Steelers?
The mood, a lot of guys, you know, we were down. You know, we were sad. We lost to the Steelers. You know, we want to win all games, but we definitely want to win this game. And, you know, to fall short, we was down. But like all games, and like every Monday I come here, no matter if we win or we lose, I'm going to say we're going to go learn from our mistakes and see what we did right and what we did wrong, and we're going to move on to the next week. The positive thing is right now we 2-2.
Yeah.
Things could be worse.
Yeah.
But we are 2-2, and we can build from here. So we just got to come together as a team. I know we're practicing well. I know we're doing all the right things with preparing and getting ready for the game. I know 100% that the coaches are preparing us. So we just have to go look at the film, which will be tomorrow, and see what went down. We got some missing pieces. I can't really just use those as excuses, but we have some guys that down that we're missing. I don't know any names, but it's a few guys.
Come on now. So there's 16 guys on injured reserve, Ladarius.
And I can't just name them. But the next man up, we have the talent. If you look on that field and you look how the guys are playing, everybody is playing 110%. Everybody's got the effort. So we just have to correct the little small things, and I'm sure we'll get it on track.
How about Ladarius Webb hanging off Big Ben Roethlisberger? I mean,
yes.
You were like, it was a carnival ride.
I knew I was going to get that sack. I told the guys all week that I was going to get him, and I did not. I was going to not need any help. I told him I think I'm like 6 foot, 200 pounds when I'm on the field. But I'm really like 5'9", 174, you know, 175. You know, it depends on what I eat. But I told them that I wasn't going to need any help, and I didn't.
That's great.
Well, Steelers are now at the top of the AFC North, 3-1. Ravens right behind them at 2-2.
Yeah.
Cincinnati finally got a win, and they punished the Browns. So the Browns are at 0-4, and it's Raiders week. It's Ladarius Webb Show here at Iron Rooster, McHenry Row. We'll be out here till 7:30 doing our thing. You got the guys from Show Your Softer Side, Ryan Jensen.
See Ryan with a dog.
He's getting up close with the Meagle. Oh, man. Dealing with the Meagle. Yeah. Number 66 in the house.
Yes.
Kirk and Marianne and more Tom Petty.
Make some noise, y'all.
The Darius Webb Show.
Yes. 98 Rock. Baltimore. Yeah. It's 98 Rock.
No, I'm good.
The Ladarius Webb Show. Ladarius, like, no, I'm good. Chuck Clark, number 36, defensive back for the Ravens, is here. What's happening, man?
Not much. Enjoying the day. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So what are your thoughts? Rookie in the NFL, is it everything you dreamed?
It's everything, you know. I'm out there getting my feet wet on special teams, but it's more to come, you know. It's more to come in due time.
Talk about number 21. I mean, he's like the old man.
It's relative.
Sort of like a player coach.
Nah, you know, he's a veteran leader in our room, you know, but you see him out there running with the young guys, doing his thing out there, making plays, man. That's a great example for us young guys to look at, you know. But when our time is to come, you know, we got a lot of older guys in our room, him being one of them, is to mold yourself out.
You've been playing a lot of special teams. What was your, wow, I'm in the NFL moment? Did you, you know, make a tackle in a preseason game or see Terrell Suggs roll up? Or what was, like, dag, I'm here?
I would say just actually coming out there on game day, you know, mm-hmm. getting the warm-up experience, and you're like, all right, now you're about to be in the NFL. This is an NFL game. It's time to get right.
Yeah. All your boys at home got a 36.
They're working on it, you know what I'm saying?
They got to order a special until you, make your mark.
They gotta go there.
Once you're in the NFL, does everybody go, give me tickets, constantly?
Yeah, everybody doing that right now.
Are you guys allowed to do that, like giveaway or?
Tickets?
Yeah.
It's a little different process. I mean, I think you get like 2 free ones and you got to buy the rest.
I don't think those are free. They call comp tickets, but I think they charge us the tax or something on something.
You should know after this many years, Ladarius. I think.
You know, they ain't free. So listen, rookie, here go. They might take them for you. You better take them.
We work on the radio, and people think we can get free. I can't imagine what you guys go through.
Our tickets not free. We have to pay.
Right.
Yeah.
$120.
Hey. Bunch of Ravens are here. Jalen Hill, Ryan Jensen, Alex Lewis, John Rollo from MMA. Who else? Ladarius Webb. Webb Show.
And beagles and dogs.
Oh my. Hey, Chuck, appreciate it, man. Good luck with everything. Thanks for stopping out.
Yeah.
It's Ladarius Webb Show with Kirk and Marianne on 98 Rock Live at the Iron Rooster. All right, Liz, thanks a lot. We're out here at Iron Rooster. Come on, everybody, make some noise. We got a bunch of Ravens players in here. You got good food. Nice place to be on a Monday night. And number 66, look who it is. Ryan Jensen, the center, is here. What's going on, man?
Not too much. Just glad to be here. You know, awesome event.
And how long have you been part of Show Your Soft Side?
I think this is about year 3 for me. And it's, you know, it's a great organization.
So the beagle that you're holding is not your beagle?
No, it's not my beagle. That beagle's actually up for adoption and comes from kind of a rough past as a test animal here in the city, and hoping somebody can come and adopt her.
Is that horrible. Your dog in the picture?
That is my dog. That's one of my 3.
Okay. Was that a little pit bull?
Yep. She's a mix. We're not really sure what she is.
It's such a bad rap, and they're such sweet, lovable dogs.
Oh yeah. We're doing that earlier today.
What about that, Ryan? The pit bull rap. You know, when I was a kid, it was Doberman Pinschers, and then after that, it was. What was after that? Like you heard about Akitas for a while.
What was Cujo? Whatever Cujo was had a bad rap for a while.
Right, but so
now Pitts, yeah.
Is it how they're raised? Is it what's the deal?
Yeah, I definitely think it's it's how they're raised. You know, luckily I rescued my first pit bull, and she was 5 or 6 years old at Barks down in Baltimore City, and we got lucky with her. You know, she was abused, and we could tell she was abused, but now she's just the most loving dog. Dog ever. And you know, I think it's one of those things, if you know, you treat an animal with love, and they're gonna love you back.
Are dogs like tattoos? Like once you get one, you just want more.
Definitely. You know, we had our first yellow lab, and then he was lonely, and so we rescued Bella, 5 or 6 years old, and last year at Project Runway, went home with Ruby. So it's definitely addictive.
You see, I feel bad because I got a Shih Tzu. You know what I mean? I got the full breed. You got nervous when I said my dog didn't. But I should have gone to the pound and rescued a dog, you know? I mean, isn't that the way to go, pretty much?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's always better to rescue. You know, there's a lot of dogs out there who don't have a good chance at life, and you know they're lovable dogs, and you know they're in the pound, and you know it's hard on them, and to be able to rescue and see how excited you know these animals are to be loved again, it's awesome.
Ladarius, they say Ryan's got an angry streak in him on the field. They say if you get an altercation, look for 66. He might
looking for one. Yes,
he gonna come up with bad intent.
Man, he's a prime example of when they say play like a raven, then just watch Ryan, and he'll let you know how to play like a raven. I mean, that's just how it is, and we love it. We got his back, and I know he's going to have my back.
That's beautiful.
We're just happy to have you on the team, man.
That's great. All right. Hey, make some noise. We got a nice crowd out here, football players, young guys, older guys, dogs. Darius Webb Show, Iron Rooster, McHenry Row, 98 Rock. All right, live at the Iron Rooster, McHenry Row. Out here every Monday night, 6:30 to 7:30, Kirk and Marianne. With number 21, Ladarius Webb.
Yes, yes.
Dude, you brought all your boys out here tonight.
Hey, I had to.
Even brought a state delegate out here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it's a good night. I want the guys to come out. I want to bring them out as a crew, because whenever I take them out, for that rookie dinner,
yeah,
so they probably gonna pay as a crew. So
look at all the DBs up in here.
Nah, I brought my guys out.
Talk about number 29.
Oh man,
Marlon,
he means
Humphrey.
A lot, man. He means a lot to this to me personally, because I'm a Roll Tide fan. I grew up Alabama, so I watched him. You know, I was a fan of him, and to actually get him here and to be able to mentor him and show him the way, I feel privileged. Mm. But, you know, since we've seen him since day one, man, the way he plays, you know, he loves football. You know, and he exemplifies a Raven, his attitude. You know, he don't complain about running down on kickoff or advice or whatever we need him to do. Would do it.
I met him the day after he got drafted. I was like, this is a serious young cat right here.
Yeah, that's how Nick Saban make him. What Nick be doing to those guys? They be so serious.
He's smiling
way.
Now.
What's up, Marlon? How you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah. Marianne, did you meet Marlon?
Yes,
Marianne?
I did. From Alabama, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, like, the same question, like, what's the big moment, you know?
Yeah, what was your moment probably being drafted in the first round? I mean,
that's amazing,
yeah,
right?
First round.
Yeah, being drafted day one's pretty cool. I was with all my family, so that was definitely a dream come true. So that was definitely a very exciting moment.
You weren't in New York. Were you home?
Yeah, I stayed home. They invited me, but I just felt it'd be a little bit better with my family and everything, mm-hmm. since they were kind of with me the whole way.
Your dad played the game. How instrumental was he keeping you grounded? You know, just take it as it comes. Don't get, you know, how instrumental was he?
Really, really instrumental, because, you know, he kind of knew I wanted to get here. So he's my dad, but at the same time, he was just, you know, prepping me kind of my whole life to get where I wanted to be. And he kind of sometimes went out of his way to make sure that, you know, I didn't make mistakes growing up, and, you know, a lot of times it'd be a lot of arguments, things like that. But I look back on and just realize he just didn't want me to fall off that route. So
when did you know you're like NFL? This is my goal. Like super
high
young
school?
Or high school?
Kind of when I was younger, really.
Before high school.
Yeah, because Ladarius talked about he was thinking baseball.
Basketball.
Or basketball?
Yes.
Sorry.
I was a little Allen Iverson. I did.
A couple weeks ago, we talked about that.
It was I think when my parents didn't let me play when I was younger, kind of made me really want to be in the NFL so bad. They kind of made us wait till middle school,
mm-hmm.
and so that kind of just, you know, built it up in me, and I just always wanted to be in the league.
That's cool.
What number would you be wearing if you could have any number?
Don't say 21.
It would be 29.
No, Jimmy tried me.
Got 43,
Jimmy tried me whenever he got drafted, talking about he gonna buy my jersey for $10,000.
That'll do it.
I'd wear. It don't really matter to me. Number's a number, but as long as I get the last name on the back, it don't really matter to me.
So far, 2-2. Has it been everything you thought it would be? The NFL.
Yeah, it surprisingly goes faster than I thought it would be. We're already, you know, 2-2 and four games in, and it just seems like it's going by fast. But as far as just NFL, I'm kind of taking it game by game. It's new, but I'm enjoying it.
You got a lot of more time in the last game, and I mean, Everybody's talking about your style. You're down, and you're right on the guy as soon as he comes off the line. Has that always been your style to, you know, press and bump and run and all that?
Yeah, that's kind of the Alabama. That's Coach Saban. That's what he really tries to teach, especially for kind of long guys. So, you know, we're always doing some type of hitting and bumping and run. So, Alabama is kind of just my style of play that I picked up there that they kind of taught me.
We're going to talk to Jalen in just a second, and total different ends of the spectrum. You come in highly touted. He's a guy that had to really fight to get the coaches to notice him. What have you noticed about a guy who really had to battle a little different scenario than you? You guys are both in the same room, so.
Yeah, I just remember when we came in a rookie minicamp, you know, and a lot of guys say, man, I'm going to make the team. But, you know, I feel like Jalen's one of the guys that really, really meant, I'm going to make the team. I was going to do whatever it took to make the team.
I'm going to make the team.
You know, we used to talk all the time, and, you know, it was real. Everybody was real happy when he made the team. That was a big thing. Very unlikely to happen for undrafted guys. So that was a side, and I know he was really happy about that.
I was like, man, this dude might make the practice squad. And then the second interception, it was like, okay, he's going to be suiting up. So,
yeah.
Hey, it's great to have you here. I love the way you carry yourself, and you're the next generation of great Ravens DBs. So good to have you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Give it up for Marlon Humphrey, number 29. Yeah.
All right, John Rollo's up next, and 43 Jalen Hill. We're rolling through it. Ladarius, you brought the boys out.
Brought them out for
brought
you,
them
man.
Out. Bring them out.
I want y'all to hear them.
All right, it's 98 Rock. Webby got his own show, number 21, out of Nichols State.
Yes, I do.
What's going on?
Man, it feels good to have my own show.
Hey, look at John Rollo and tell me where he would best fit on the football field.
Oh, man, he can play a lot of places. Middle linebacker, well, he can play the rush, he can play the tackle.
What are you, John? 6 what, 2 what?
Right, that's 6'1", like 270.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
So when you guys, when football players and guy like you shakes hands, is there like pressure to have a really, like
yeah,
painful?
Who's gonna win? Yeah.
I think we're all secure and we handle it yeah. like gentlemen. We're not out trying to have a duel every time we run into each other. You know?
Yeah, I lose.
John Rollo is the founder of Shogun Fights. You got a big event coming up on Saturday.
Yes, sir. Saturday, October 7th at the Royal Farms Arena. So doors are at 6, and the show starts at 7. 10 fights on the card, and the last 5 are all title fights, like right on through.
Wow.
So should be a pretty exciting night. We have Jesse Stearns defending his 135-pound belt. Tucker Lutz and Myron Baker are fighting for the 145-pound belt. Micah Terrell is defending his 170-pound belt against Mike Ferrante. Greg Fisher, 125-pounder, fighting Greg Salmanig. And then our super heavyweight, Ryan McGowan, everybody loves him. He's like 6'4", 320, and he can head kick people. But Big Ryan's fighting, and he's fighting a dude that's a very experienced. Keith Bell is a Bellator vet. And, you know, that one's going to be for the inaugural super heavyweight title. So, you know, it should be a good night of fights, and I hope y'all can come down and support.
What's your best discipline?
For me personally?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I came up, like, with, you know, in McDonough, I was football, wrestling, and baseball. So, but, you know, jiu-jitsu, I'm a black belt under Henzo Gracie. So,
oh, wow.
Third degree, I got my black belt from him 10 years ago. So
jiu-jitsu!
Still, you know, so if I have my preference, I like to choke a bitch. That's
that's what I like
and
to hear
bitch,
at a bar.
By bitch, he means a man. Yeah.
Whenever I hear a guy say that at a bar,
yeah,
I go,
gets excited.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
I heard you like to joke a bitch.
John Rollo is here. Hey, show your soft side. It's such a weird
dichotomy.
I think
he just did.
Well,
yeah,
no.
As soft as he gets.
I mean, yeah, you choke a bitch, and then you're talking about rescuing a bitch.
Oh my God!
It's a great thing because you hear about some stories, it makes you, you know, real sad. But you guys are putting it out there that you're a strong guy when you're treating animals nice.
Yeah, well, the whole idea behind the campaign, and it was an animal like anti-violence campaign. So when it first started, they actually asked myself. Jarrett Johnson was with the Ravens at the time, and Adam Jones, obviously, from
sure.
the Orioles. We were the first three guys. And, you know, the whole idea was to show, you know, the kids in the city that, you know, athletes, quote-unquote, tough guys, could be have affection for animals, you know. When it came down, this was when the Michael Vick stuff was going on, and believe it or not, like animal violence in the city rose because kids thought
it was okay.
It was cool, you know. So, you know, the whole idea behind the campaign was just to educate kids that, you know, the slogan is only a punk would hurt a cat or a dog.
Good for you.
So, you know, you're just trying to make sure, especially animals, you bring them into your home, you know, they're part of your family.
No question about it.
You know, they didn't ask you to be put there.
Yeah.
You know, you brought them into your home, so now it's your responsibility to treat them as such.
And testing, too. Testing on animals.
Yeah, well, that's what's going on tonight. You know, what's Delegate Kramer from Montgomery County is looking to have legislation passed with the help of Sandy and Caroline with the Soft Side campaign. They want to make a mandate so that if you have, like, the dogs that are here tonight are all research animals.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're hoping to do is have the a mandate sent so that any animal that served its time in research by law has to be given the chance to be adopted.
Right.
Because right now, that's not what happens.
It's
kind of up to the research people and whatever's most convenient, which is usually to put them down is what happens. So, you know, this legislation is to bring awareness to that and to hope at least that these dogs, cats, you know, these animals are given an opportunity to have a life instead of just being utilized for research and then, you know, put down.
Can I ask a quick question? I didn't know this. Is it legal to test on animals? Like, is that a... I thought that like...
These dogs are actually from Hopkins, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow.
So, you
okay.
know.
Yeah,
so
you
got
you have to do tests on something so humans can benefit, but they shouldn't be put down afterwards. They should have a chance to be adopted.
Yeah, I mean, they're in doing time served and going through whatever these, you know, experiments or the treatments are. And when, you know, when their time's up, I mean, why not? If there's somebody that is willing to take them in, if there is a home, if a shelter or a foster home can take them in and give them an opportunity to be adopted, then why not?
Awesome.
You know, but right now that's not the the process. So, you know, we're trying to get a change so that it becomes the process.
Hey, it's good work you guys are doing, Rollo. And
where can we go to find out more?
Researchandrescue.com.
Wait, what?
We're going to have the delegate on a little later on. I'm sure he can
feel research this. research2rescue.com. I know I'm listening to these stories and I'm interested, so I'm like, wait, I think I might get a dog.
That's
so,
awesome.
Or letmypuppiesgo.com. So there you go.
Rollo, have a great event on Saturday, Shogun Fights at ROFO.
Yeah, man, thank you. Thanks for having us on, and thanks for allowing us to speak on this cause that we're working towards.
Hey, it's great. We still got Ravens players to come. Jalen Hill's here, Alex Lewis.
That's right.
Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock, the flagship station of the Baltimore Ravens!
Yeah!
Hey, we hijacked that jump today from Ladarius.
Yes, y'all did. Y'all took my show.
Sorry.
Look who it is. Undrafted free agent, but member of the Ravens, Jalen Hill, cornerback. Dude, how you doing?
Doing good, man. Just been battling this little
Been battling nothing. Well, we don't talk injuries on here. Harbaugh talk injuries.
That's right, I know.
You just been chilling.
Yeah, been chilling.
Last year I asked Brashad, I said, how's the shoulder? He said, man, I ain't even talking to you. He turned and walked away. I learned my lesson, but, hey, it's great to have you here.
Yes,
thanks for stopping
by.
Sir. How does it feel being a member of the Baltimore Ravens?
Definitely a dream come true, man, especially coming from undrafted and just given this opportunity, man. It's a dream come true.
How good were you in college? Were you the head guy?
Yeah, I kind of worked on to be the head guy, but at the end, yeah, I was a head guy.
Jackson State?
Jacksonville State.
Yeah, Alabama. Where did Peyton go? Walter Peyton went to Jackson State.
That's Jackson State.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Jackson, Mississippi. Jacksonville State is in Alabama, if I'm not mistaken, yes.
Were you on the radar of the bigger schools or what, you know, coming out of high school?
Coming out of high school?
Yeah.
Well, coming out of high school, I had a couple bigger schools, but they were like half scholarships. And my dad, he really wanted, he didn't like that. He wanted the full scholarship, but I didn't get that either. He actually told me to walk on to Jacksonville State, and I was looking at him crazy, but
is that what happened?
Yeah. I walked on to Jacksonville State, and that's how I ended up here. I learned something into nothing.
I talked to you about 3 weeks ago, and I asked you who you called after you learned that Ozzy was going to have you on this roster, and you said your dad.
Yes, sir.
Because he had a dream to be in the NFL. What was that phone call like? Dad, I made it.
It was right there.
You know?
Yeah, it was a surreal moment, man. It was an exciting moment for both of us, man. Just for me to actually live out my dream and also live out his, because that's what he really wanted to do. And he pushed me to be where I'm at now. So it was kind of like just showing him what all his hard work went into.
You know, a lot of people talked about your personality being so infectious. Do you think that had anything to do with the coaches? Like, man, we, you know, this guy, you know what I mean? Because you can play well, and then everybody likes being around you. That's got to help, too.
Yeah, that does got to help. But definitely with the DBs, man, I feel like we have a good group, man. We all know each other, and we get along real well on and off the field.
Yeah, even with guys like Tavon and Maurice, who are,
yes, sir.
You know, it's there's a lot of talent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, I mean, you got these young guys, a lot of young guys, old guy.
Old guy. I got a lot of young guys to get right.
Let's say veteran.
I would say, you can call it all you want now because I'm blocking these young guys. Now, this old guy doing some things.
Yeah, old guy.
But these are my youngins. So, I just try to lead them on the right path. You know, it's a lot of guys in there that I try to lead on the right path. You know, I still work with Jimmy Smith, and, you know, he's older, but I still try to lead him the right way. You know, Tony Jefferson, he's new, but I'm still working him to get him better, you know, get in his mind. And that's just what I do, and I feel comfortable doing it, and I enjoy doing it.
Is there, like, a pitfall that you see rookie players heading towards, and you're like partying too hard or something?
You may have done it, and you can stop them from going down some of the same paths.
I mean, a lot of people just try to tell them the rookie wall doesn't exist. You know, it's just a mind thing. So when that time comes, it comes for everybody. No matter if I'm in the ninth year of my career or it's my first year. Around that seventh, eighth week, I start to get tired. You know, and it's harder to get up.
Yep.
It seems like as soon as I go to bed, the alarm comes right on, and I'm right back at
me
work.
Too.
And it's just,
yeah, wait a minute. I feel the same way.
But
and see, I don't even
for you,
play.
We stop at it, like we stop when the season ends, you know,
right.
January. So we're not doing it. So once we get on track around 7, 8, we just get
a little
bit tired. But once you get up and you get around the guys,
oh, Jalen jumps out of bed.
He's the type of guy.
He brings the energy into the room. And ever since he first got there, he had that personality. He had that Raven personality that you could fit in this locker room. And then when he went out there and he started balling with this personality, us DBs, we just fell in love with it. We love when he made a play, he tackled. Same way for Chuck and Marlon. But
it's a close room, man. It's a close room.
It was just a little different for Jalen, just because he was a free agent.
Right,
you know, he came from the bottom, and those guys, they worked their butts off too, but they got drafted. And I was a draft pick, and I understand being a draft pick.
Yep.
But when you're a free agent like him, and he come in to a room where we was basically like an all-star squad with Tavon, Maurice, you got me, you got Brandon Carr, Jimmy, drafted Marlon. No, I'm just saying you drafted Marlon.
Yeah.
You got guys like Anthony Levine, not Eric Weddle and Tony Jefferson.
You know,
there's a lot of people that we have, and for him to come in and kind of make a name for himself, it's big.
I feel
and, you kind of have to respect it and take your hats off because you know he had to put in a lot of work to be where he is, and we respect that and can't wait for him to come back.
Congratulations. Appreciate you stopping by and joining us, Jalen Hill, number 43. Let's play some Traveling Wilburys, Tom Petty.
That's right.
And we'll come back and wrap it up. The Ladarius Webb Show. Nadia Rock, Iron Rooster.
That's right. It's the Ladarius Webb Show. And right now we've got Ben Kramer, state delegate, joining us. And are you working with the charity here?
Yes, we
show
are
your
here.
Soft side.
We are, and we're here. We appreciate all the support from the Ravens players and all the fans who are here this evening.
Yeah.
And our goal is to get legislation passed in this coming legislative session of our General Assembly that will require research laboratories in Maryland to allow the dogs and cats that are used in research, if they're healthy enough, to be adopted rather than just killed at the end of the experiment.
Is this legislation that you have introduced?
It is, and our biggest obstacle in getting it passed has been Johns Hopkins University that has come in each of the last couple of years and said they oppose the bill, and unfortunately, they carry way too much clout. And the bill's not received a vote as a consequence of the Hopkins opposition. But our point is, if these adorable, loving animals, and you're looking at these little
sweet
heart
right
puppies here, if, in fact, they have suffered for humankind, then let's show them a little human kindness, and rather than just kill them at the end of the experiments, allow them to be adopted, allow them to live out whatever time they have left in the warmth of a house, knowing a little bit
of
love.
They look like fun little puppies,
Yeah, and let us know how that all works out. You can Google Show Your Soft Side and see how you can help out with that cause.
And visit researchtorescue.com or letmypuppiesgo.com.
Letmypuppiesgo.com.
Ladarius Webb, number 21, best of luck with the Raiders on Sunday, 4 o'clock.
Thank you.
All right, hopefully next Monday we're talking about 3-2.
Yes, we will.
All right, hey, give it up, y'all, for all the players that showed up today, for all of you for coming. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Thanks to the Iron Rooster here at McHenry Row for their hospitality. Thanks to Drew Klein back at the radio station for keeping it tight. Matt Weitzel on site here. And our executive producer, Chris Shimoleski. Marianne Sirk.
Kirk McEwen and Marianne and Ladarius Webb, of course. Wouldn't be here without you. Thanks, guys. See you a couple weeks from now.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, 3 to 7. Nikki Sixx and Jen Sixx Sense next.
Heading into the studio.
On 98 Rock.